At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This Super Bowl, between Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan, do you see an advantage? Because I do. Does it mean that it's going to determine who wins the game? Probably not. But for these type of ventures, we try to look at something and see if we can garner from it. Do you want the guy who's been a head coach in the NFL for 3 years or 21? Kyle Shanahan in 3 years has two losing seasons. Andy Reid in 21 years has four. Again, Andy Reid, 17 seasons, he has not had a losing season. 17 of 21. Kyle Shanahan, two of three, he's had losing seasons. Now, that doesn't mean that Kyle Shanahan isn't going to end up being a great head coach. He may already be a great head coach. But it's pretty incredible when you think about it that Andy Reid goes 21 years in the NFL and comes up a loser in record-wise four times and averages 10.4 wins a season. The man's a freaking machine. He is a consistent winning machine. You go in every year when you hire Andy Reid and you know your team's going to have a chance to win. He's been waiting for this moment. He's been waiting for this moment since they walked off the field where I believe Donovan McNabb left some of his right out there on the field. And believe me, when Donovan McNabb threw up in the Super Bowl, that's okay. I threw up too, Donovan. I threw up also. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Don't need any of that. You're not going to see either one of these quarterbacks tomorrow puke. They're not going to pull a McNabb. Now, we found out from McNabb's off-field stuff, there may have been other reasons why he was puking. But that I digress. Neither one of these quarterbacks is going to puke tomorrow. We've seen enough in the postseason to know that Patrick Mahomes has a little bit of Superman in him. He doesn't have a cape, but he certainly plays like he does. Jimmy Garoppolo being completely disrespected. The over-under for Jimmy Garoppolo completions is 18.5. It appears to be stealing candy from a baby, considering he has 19 completions in two playoff games this season. Again, does the mismatch appear? Is there a mismatch? Andy Reid going in with the Superman quarterback, which he's never had before. He had Donovan McNabb. He had Nick Foles. But he never had that Superman, that dynamic character. McNabb had a little bit of that and had some moments. But Kyle Shanahan has the team, has the defense, has the complete unit that might just be able to shut down your secret weapon. It looks dominant, but you're not sure. We'll find out tomorrow. Our toll-free line, if you want to join in the conversation, I'd love to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico, and you know whether you own or you rent, Geico's going to make it easy for you to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Save yourself some time and make sure that you get in with them. Two, where are you on AFC-NFC? Because that's something that comes up a lot as you try to figure out a Super Bowl matchup. Do you put more credit in the AFC or NFC? You a believer that what San Francisco managed to go through is a little more rugged than what Kansas City had to go through? Kansas City, I would tell you, had a path laid out in front of them that changed amazingly. San Francisco determined their path. They were the number one seed. They went and determined their path. They set it up. They had it all set. They got the number one seed. San Francisco made their own bed and then slept in it, and it worked out well. For Kansas City, everything changed at around 4:12 p.m. on the last Sunday of the year, December 29th. The New England Patriots gave up a late touchdown to the Miami Dolphins and lost a game. If the Patriots won that game, if they stop Ryan Fitzpatrick on that final drive, the Patriots are the 2 seed and Kansas City is the 3 seed. So, if Kansas City survived a wild card game that first week, which, by the way, would have been taking on the Tennessee Titans, then they would have had to go to New England and win a game against Tom Brady in New England. And then they would have had to be the team that goes on the road the next week. And in my mind, I think the Baltimore Ravens probably would have been sitting there waiting for them. And the Ravens would have been waiting. If you're telling me they would have had to get by the Titans first week at home, then gone on the road, beaten New England, then gone on the road and beaten Baltimore. I'm going to tell you right now, knowing Andy Reid's track record in history, they're not in the Super Bowl. But because Tom Brady and the Patriots lost that game and Miami pulls the upset, Kansas City becomes the 2, New England becomes the 3, and we all know how that turned out. The dynasty had the lights turned off on it by the Tennessee Titans. The Chiefs had to win. They knew at that point we have to win a home game, then a road game. So they have the bye week. Then before they even play a game, Baltimore loses to Tennessee. So they realize, we're sitting here, not only did we get gifted the 2 seed from the 3 seed, then they get gifted the 2 seed really to be in the 1 seed, where they said, before they took the field, they knew, we got to win 2 home playoff games. It is the best scenario, the easiest scenario. There ain't a simpler path to get to the Super Bowl. And that's all they had to do. Now, challenge is all you got to do. And then the 6 seed Titans roll in the AFC Championship game. A 1-6. Do you know how many times that happens? It doesn't happen often. A 2-6, it ends up being the matchup. But with the 1 removed, you get the idea. That rarely happens. For San Francisco, you take on a Minnesota team that had managed to knock out the Saints. And then you take on a Green Bay team that really didn't look ready for prime time. But they pummeled them. They toyed with them. They didn't fall behind. Kansas City falls behind 2 inferior clubs. Falls behind by 24. Falls behind by 10. To me, that tells me that there is an inherent part of the Kansas City DNA that they haven't played 60 minutes of football yet. Does it mean that tomorrow isn't the day that they can put it all together? No, sure. Tomorrow might be the moment. It might be when they put 60 minutes of football together. But the fact that I haven't seen it, the fact that I saw them 5 minutes to go before halftime in the AFC title game down 10 at home, the fact that I saw them down 24-0 at home, all those things make me wonder, is there a coaching advantage? And it's not the guy that you think. You thought I was going to lead you to Andy Reid. I'm leading you to Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan's teams are pretty deadly consistent. You sort of know what – they may lose a game. When San Francisco lost, they lost on last possessions. They lost last play of games, last possession. Kansas City, They have these lapses. These lapses of time where it seems like they lose their urgency. Lose your urgency tomorrow and you're done. You're done. Super Bowl 54 may end up being a snooze fest, because if San Francisco can get three first half stops, the way that they run the ball, the way that they control the clock, it could be over. And that's the challenge. I think Shanahan's been the better coach this year. I think he's been a better coach. I think his team that he helped put together has been the more consistent bunch. And look, I like the consistency. You may not. I like the consistency. It's something that I'm looking for.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.